Happy Friday. For those of you who have cubicle jobs and shitty jobs and your whole life revolves around getting to Friday so you can have your 2 days of freedom. You can scream and shout with all your might. The rest of us who are not in that boat, we have much better lives than you do. We don't have to look forward to one day of the week to suddenly be happy and be allowed to have a day off. Oh, it's so nice. It is Friday and I slept in this morning like a lazy motherfucker. I was gonna get up early, that didn't happen. Yeah, I know, everybody goes like, oh yeah, we wish we could sleep in early on Friday, yay. But here we are. Got the coffee in my hand, can't talk yet. Gonna get ready any moment though so I can state the obvious and launch the cruise missile of my intellect. The one that homes in on. The one that destroys, blows up. The one that nukes. Absolutely fucking nukes until they glow in the dark. Why is this person crawling up the wall outside on that building? Randy, do you see that from where you are? Yeah. They probably lock themselves. The people in this place over here, they lock themselves out on a regular basis or something. Like, forever, I see somebody crawling up the fucking wall to get into the building. Guys, put your keys in your fucking pockets or something. Jesus Christ. Anyway, hi, I'm the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Been on the internet since 1999. Been podcasting for 11 years. November the 1st will be the 12-year anniversary. It's just around the corner. 12 fucking years I've been doing this. Go fuck yourself. You know, God, Randy, I really should get off my ass and do that thing. Yes, that thing that I've been... Yeah, that thing. I should do that for the 12-year anniversary. I think that's what needs to happen. That and me getting off my ass. Did I mention that in the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy? She's being seen and not heard the way women should be because she's on the other side of the glass. The glass is soundproof. You can't see her or hear her, which is unfortunate for you because she's cute. You can send us email, God, dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com on the fucking interwebs. And of course, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs until my website is removed from the DNS records. And I feel my voice futzing up already. Because somebody, we won't mention any names, somebody didn't do any vocal warm-ups before recording the podcast. As always, however, I'll blame Randy because she's a woman and we know it's always a woman's fault. Actually, not true. It's always the patriarchy's fault, but whatever. All right. I did this. I don't need this. All right. Don't need that anymore. Beautiful. Notes. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. As I die while recording the podcast. All right. Let's do this, because I talked about this, and I talked about this, and I wrote about this, and I found, okay, here it is. This is over at Breitbart.com. And I will have to, I'll remember to put in a link. And this, of course, brings up one of the problems with the interwebs. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again in the future. The interwebs is not the panacea. The interwebs makes censorship easier, and it makes it easier to keep stupid people stupid, and it makes it easier to spread misinformation. Hang on a second, I'm clicking on a link. Oh, God, fuck you. I'm not gonna subscribe to fucking hear your stupid broadcast to confirm whether or not. Da, 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 da. UEP Newton Gun Club. Oh, that's interesting. All right, I might come back to that. The thing about the interwebs is that you can put shit on the interwebs, and it's really difficult to figure out the truth level of it. So I'm reading this, and it's like, okay, can I confirm this information from some other source? And now, granted, I'm just, and then this is full disclosure, I don't have to lie. When you're always right, you never have to lie. That's what's so brilliant. I only spent about 45 seconds on this. What I did was I took one of the critical quotes from this person, I put it into Google to see if it would turn up a different source for this same quote, maybe the full text of the speech, something like that is what I was looking for. And essentially, all I got was a bunch of other websites linking back to this particular website. All right, this is how, not that these things can't happen before the internet. Back in the day, back in the olden days, some of you may remember, and I talked about this on the website. I talked about this on the podcast. Whatever the fuck this thing is. What was that magazine? American Spectator. They had a guy who always wrote these humorous, satirical columns, and they'd end up in there. And one time he wrote about, the column was about a man who got lost in New York City Central Park and survived for some number of days lost in the park by eating squirrels. And these were written, they were written straight. Not like straight homosexual. They were written straight. You could read this and you think, oh man, is this real or what? And that was the whole point of what he was doing. And that article about a man getting lost in New York City Central Park and surviving by eating squirrels and being lost for days was reported by David Brinkley on This Week with David Brinkley. Somebody at ABC News read this and thought it was real. So this sort of thing happens before the internet. The internet, I think, simply makes it easier for this sort of stuff to spread. And I have reached a point, being more intelligent than the 99%, being more cynical than the 100%, and just being tired of the bullshit and not believing any of the bullshit. Is it really 9 o'clock already? Fucking Christ, Randy. I'm not even drunk yet. The internet just magnifies this sort of thing. I've reached the point where I just don't believe anything anymore. And this, in all seriousness, guys, this is one of the reasons why when you are debating philosophy, when you're attempting to do things like determine, okay, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, right? When you're trying to do actual deep thinking, this is why you have to be careful about basing your conclusions. This is going to sound really stupid. Give me a minute to explain it. You can't base your conclusions on events and data, because we've reached the point where events and data can be so thoroughly falsified that you really don't know. And this part of this comes down to, do you trust your sources? But you really don't know anymore. Right, so let's look at the whole Muslim raping women thing in Europe as an example. It is possible. It is absolutely possible. Anyone who says this is not possible is stupid. It is absolutely possible that every rape of a woman by a Muslim in Sweden, for example, has been falsified. That none of them happened. It is completely possible. I read that thing to you where there is a Muslim guy in Sweden, and he raped the woman. And, you know, they said, well, he didn't know rape was wrong, and the woman didn't have any long-term physical damage, so it's okay, and they didn't deport him, and he raped two more women. Right? I mean, it's completely possible that that is not true. That entire story could have been falsified. It could have been. Not saying it was. I'm saying it could have been. Right? The Omar Fagteen May Faking Fagteef shot 50 faggots in a dance club and reduced the number of Hillary Clinton voters, right? It is completely possible that did not happen. That could have been fabricated. I'm not saying it was. I'm not saying it's likely. But unless you personally witnessed this happening, you don't really know for a fact the truth value of what you're hearing. And of course, remember, after that happened, there was, and this was actually written about in something I linked to in Linkage that was talking about determining truth value of what you hear in the news and shit like that. After that happened, there were articles coming out saying, oh, Omar was actually a closet homosexual. You know, I was his friend, and he used to go to gay clubs, and he was on gay, dating apps or what the fuck ever this shit is called these days. I fucking know. I'm so fucking over technology. And in this article about truth value of news information, the writer of this was pointing out, yes, Omar did this shit, and then all this stuff came out that he was a homosexual, and that fit the narrative so beautifully, but nobody had so far been able to actually produce any evidence that he was on any of these homosexual dating websites. No screenshots, no profiles, nothing. And thus, the person writing this article about truth value in news was saying his theory is that this was simply not true. And yet, it had spread all over the internet. It was being repeated, again, on mostly right-wing-ish alternate right websites. And of course, then, you know, with along with just the fact that the news media in general can be fooled, because all humans can be fooled, then you throw in personal biases. You throw in political biases, ideological biases, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah-blah, right? Everybody on the left is going to repeat the same disinformation. Everybody on the right is going to repeat the same disinformation. Hell, those of us who are anarcho-capitalists, given the opportunity, we get some disinformation, it fits into our narrative, we're going to fucking repeat it if we don't know it's disinformation. Some people will even repeat it if they do know it's disinformation, because they don't give a fuck. Any information you run across, we'll call it news, for lack of a better word. Any news that you run across, you can't doubt everything, right? I mean, I'm pouring coffee into a cup right now. I just splashed some on the table. I can't doubt that the coffee exists. I can absolutely doubt the existence of the coffee, doubt the existence of the cup, doubt the existence of the table, but it behooves me to assume it's true, assume that it's really here. But at the same time, I have to always be open to the possibility that reality is not exactly as I perceive it. While the cup and the coffee and the table appear to be here, maybe in some sense they aren't. And on some level, I need to be prepared for that. Just as you go through life, you should always be aware of your surroundings. And, you know, if, for those of you who've heard of this, there's the security, like the color codes, you know, like how aware if you are your surroundings, you know, do you know where the exits are? What's your threat level? I think it's called threat levels. It's something I usually just do naturally from having been in the military, because they taught us that shit there. It's saying you go out, you pay attention. Where are the doors? Where are the exits? Where are the entrances? Sit with your back to the wall. Does anybody look suspicious? Is it 90 degrees outside, and does a person walk in wearing a really large, long overcoat? It's like, okay. Threat level just went up because nobody should be wearing that much clothing in 90-degree weather down in Georgia. So all that sort of stuff. When you're reading the news, if you're reading it from a source that you generally trust, like Breitbart.com, for example, I'm using them only because that's where this comes from, you always have to just, in the back of your mind, keep in mind, what if this information I'm reading isn't really true? If you take away the information you have that you're basing your conclusions on, are your conclusions still philosophically sound? Other people have said this. For example, let's look at gun control. People say, well, look, there's statistics, and these are the number of people who died from guns. First of all those statistics are fabricated. I've been over this before. All statistics are lies. All statistics are lies. I've explained why all statistics are lies. I'm not going to do that now. I have told you to read the book, How to Lie with Statistics, which I have somewhere on the shelf behind me. I don't see it right offhand. I can't tell you the author. You can find it on Amazon.com, How to Lie with Statistics. All statistics are falsified. All statistics are lies. All statistics have a degree of untruth. Now, this doesn't mean they're blatant lies. Like if somebody says, well, there were 10,000 gun deaths last year. This doesn't mean there was really one gun death. It doesn't mean there's really 100,000. But no statistic can be completely truthful. It's impossible. It is impossible. If you think I'm wrong about this, read the fucking book, use your common sense, and shut the fuck up. There are no accurate statistics. Other than the statistic that there are zero accurate statistics, no other statistic is accurate. The argument in favor of guns has nothing to do with how many guns kill. Well, guns don't kill people. Trying to use my brain and my mouth when they're not synchronized. Let me start that one over. The argument of gun control is not decided by the statistics of how many people have been killed by other people with guns. The argument of gun control is decided by a philosophical reasoned understanding of ownership of property. Property rights, the word that you all know I don't like using, rights, because rights don't exist. But it's a shorthand, and I'm going to use it for right now. Property, you own your own body, and if you work and you get some money and you want to buy a gun, you get to own a gun. It's really that simple. The number of people who die from guns has nothing to do with anything. Not to say it isn't a problem, but the solution is not violating people's property rights. There are many solutions to people killing other people with guns, which kind of start with figuring out why do other people want to kill other people. It's not the gun that motivates them. But the point is, here's the point. There's a point. I know, you're like, what the fuck is he talking about? Randy, what the fuck am I talking about? Oh, yeah. One of these days I'm going to get to the article, too. Don't base your conclusions simply on data, news events, things that you heard about, so forth. You've got to have sound philosophical reasoning behind them. The Muslim rape crisis. All those rapes could be fabricated. Bringing Muslims into Western countries is still a bad idea, even if a Muslim has never raped a white woman. It's still a bad idea. Why? Okay, here, let's go through it real quick. Let's say that everything that has been said about the Muslims going into European white countries has been falsified. Let's say that all of these Muslims are in fact well-educated, they speak the local language, they're not going on welfare, they're coming in and they're immediately getting high-paying jobs and paying taxes, and none of them are raping any women, and none of them are misbehaving. Let's say all of that is true. The philosophical reason why you shouldn't be bringing all these Muslims into these countries is because Muslim countries, for the most part, are shitholes. And if the Muslims who are coming to Western countries are the good, hardworking, intelligent, upstanding Muslims who don't stone women to death and cut off their clitorises, you would want those Muslims to stay in the Muslim countries and work at making those Muslim countries better, so that everyone in the Muslim countries could enjoy the benefits of living in a country where women don't get their clitorises cut off and then raped when they're 14 years old and then stoned to death because they're not virgins anymore. And that doesn't depend on any sort of data. It's just logic. It's just reasoning. It's also right off the top of my head. I'm not saying it's perfect. I could add more to that. You know, we could talk about how everybody should have their own place. Different culture. Again, diversity. We know from experience, from quote-unquote science. We know, and science is another one. Don't believe every fucking scientific study you read. I've told you guys this before. Do it myself. Until you've actually read the scientific study itself, don't believe every fucking thing you hear. All scientific studies said, oh, bullshit. Remember, if you're new to the podcast, gang, I worked in biomedical research for 8 fucking years. I know way more about how much bullshit there is in science than you ever, not than you ever will, because I don't know if you've worked in the scientific field. So much. The number of papers that have been published, not just falsified paper, not where they just changed the data. I'm talking about research papers that have been published where no research was done. The entire thing was fabricated. You may think this doesn't happen, and you are wrong. I'm not talking about they fudged the results of the experiment. I'm talking about the experiments never took place. And these have been published in scientific journals. Yes, they have been peer-reviewed. I have explained before, peer review means nothing. Just don't fucking believe. You see it in the newspaper. Scientific study has shown that Republicans are motivated by hate. Don't believe everything you read that starts with scientific studies have shown. Okay? Find the study, read the study. Even then, understand that some of those, to varying degrees, are falsified. Ultimately, whatever you come back to, you need to have a sound, philosophical, logical, rational reason that does not rely on being able to pull up some kind of empirical data.
Don't rely on empirical data. I sound like an idiot.
Like saying, well, yes, we should have gun control because the X number of gun deaths. Or Muslims should not be allowed in because they raped X number of women. Or shit like that. Then this is why it all comes back to the non-aggression principle. I ran across some website that claimed to be anarcho-capitalist. And it's just getting started, and I took a look at it. And I saw two things that turned me away. The first one was that the person spoke favorably about utilitarianism, which is like speaking favorably about playing Russian roulette. And, okay, granted, he said, I think it was a he said that utilitarianism has problems, but that it's interesting to think about. And I'm like, well, no, actually it's not. It's a giant clusterfuck of bullshit that justifies anything. Concentration camps, slavery, gun confiscation, raping women, cutting off their clitorises, stoning the women to death for not being virgins. I can justify all of those things via utilitarianism. Even when I was a right-wing statist, I could recognize the evils of utilitarianism. The other thing he said was that
the non-aggression principle is, and I'm paraphrasing from memory, he said something along the lines of, the non-aggression principle is a good basis for a moral understanding of right and wrong, but it's not complete. I'll agree, because here the one little chink in the non-aggression principle, of course, is that people are going to define aggression differently. If you're a social justice warrior, the fact that I'm recording this podcast and putting it on the internet is, of course, aggression to you. If you're a normal person, this is not aggression. But for the most part, the non-aggression principle works. It's sound, it's solid, it's rational, it's logical. It does not require you to produce any sort of statistics. It's based entirely on the fact that you own your own body. And that's an empirical fact, and you can try to argue with that. But I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go with, you own your own body. So that 27 minutes of babbling was the build-up to, I'm going to read you this article, I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to say, again, this falls in the category of, I don't really know if it's true or not, but here it is, because I've not been able to verify it from another source yet, and maybe I'll put more effort into it, maybe I won't, because it doesn't really matter that much, because again, it's not the exact event that matters. It's all of the conclusions, causes. I'm looking for a word and I'm trying to pull the word out of the air and I can't figure out what the word is. Let me just get going. Babu Amowal, the so-called National Minister for Defense for the People's New Black Panther Party, says his group and allied organizations have their sights set on establishing, quote, our own government in a nation within a nation. Oh, fuck. Pardon me. Our own government, quote, our own government in a nation within a nation, unquote. Now, of course, you can't do this under the Constitution of the United States. This would be treason and competing governments and all this other stuff. And so the question is, will the federal government come and kill them? Amowal was speaking in an interview set to air Sunday night on this reporter's talk show program, the Aaron Klein Investigative Radio, broadcast on New York's AM 970, The Answer, and News Talk 900 AM in Philadelphia. Did any of you hear this? And I clicked on the link to go to, that was the thing that wanted $5 to subscribe, because I was thinking, oh, I can find the podcast and I can actually hear this man giving the speech. Then I'll have some evidence that it's real. But the person wanted money. Amowal used the interview to claim 5 states as belonging to the Black Nation. Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, and Georgia. The revolutionary stated, quote, we just need to start migrating back to those states. Hang on. All right, and to reduce noise from outside by closing the window. Not that you give a shit, which is fine, because you shouldn't. Quote, we need to just start migrating back to those states and taking control of the economies in those states. If black people move in, most definitely white people will move out. So it's not a hard process to have our own country within a country. Unquote. So in other words, it's sort of a black free state project. What's interesting, of course, is that white people had to think of it for you, because you didn't come up with that on your own. If black people move in, most definitely white people will move out. Well, what about all the liberal white people? What about the social justice warriors, the tolerance, diversity crowd? Won't they go down there with you because they love tolerance and diversity? Why do the black people want to go to the southern states? Why don't they stay, go up north where people like them? Well, you know why, because it's, I mean, who the fuck wants to be cold? I mean, I don't blame black people for not liking cold. Speaking of black people, Les Brown, I've still been listening to lots of Les Brown. Les Brown has some left-wing stuff going on, and I don't agree with it. But Les Brown got it right, man. He's talking about... Les Brown was telling this story where somebody called him up and said, Les, we're out here at the thing, and we're swimming, and we're in the water, and we got these there's hammerhead sharks around us, and you should come down and join us. And Les is like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're in the water with sharks? And they're like, yeah, it's great. And Les says, you ever heard of a black guy being bit by a shark? And they're like, no, we haven't actually. And Les says, yeah, you're goddamn right. Well, he didn't say goddamn, because Les is a Christian. Les would not say goddamn. Les Brown says, you're right, you'd have it. You know why? Because black men ain't dumb enough to get in the water with sharks. And I thought, you know, he's got a point. Think about it. In all the documentaries you watch, like Shark Week and all this, you've seen shark documentaries. You ever seen a black guy in those? You ever see a black guy get in the water with a shark? Fuck no. White people like, hey Martha, look, they're sharks. I'm gonna go get in the water with them. Black people are like, hell no, I get in the water with no sharks. Are you stupid? It's a fucking shark. Anyway, that was funnier than fuck. Because it's true. It's true. I know it's racist to say that only white people get in the water with sharks and black people don't. I'm sure that I've just fucking offended some social justice warrior. But it's fucking true. You tell a black person, hey, you want to get in the water with a shark? A black guy's going to tell you, go fuck yourself. There's no way in hell you're going to get a black man in the water with a shark. And not criticizing that. So yeah, anyway. Black people want to be warm. I don't blame them. Have any black people ever trekked to the South Pole? Like, fuck no, it's cold down there. Anyway, alright, I'm digressing. Sorry, this is not me philosophizing. This is me having fun. It's my podcast. I can do what I want. Go fuck yourself. So their premise is they're going to come down to the southern states and chase all the white people out. And of course it says here they are going to take control of the economics. Take control of the economics in those states. Yeah, because in the places where black people are currently concentrated, both in the ghettos in the United States and in African countries, yeah, you guys are doing such a great job with economies. Yeah, you're generating a lot of wealth. Are you sure that's a good idea, Ohm Wall? Are you sure that's a good idea? Because here's the problem. And now, this brings me to, don't misunderstand. From the anarcho-capitalist perspective, the states as entities would not exist, right? If black people all want to move together and congregate and have a black-only community, I am 100% okay with that. I don't think there's anything, and this is the fascinating thing, there we go. When white people want to do that, they're racist, right? When I come in here and say, hey, you know, we white people, we had the Confederacy, we tried to leave, you came and killed us until we came back, oh my god, I'm fucking racist. When black people want to create their own nation with no white people, that's tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, all this other shit. When white people want to create their own nation without black people, it's racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. And there's no difference between the two. There really isn't. So the philosophical anarcho-capitalist underpinning here, foundation, is that in ANCAP of Dice, you can create your own. You can call it what you want. You can call it a nation. You can call it a city-state. You can call it a polis. You can call it a town. You can call it a village. You can call it a community. You use whatever fucking word you want. You can associate with whoever the fuck you want to associate with. And you can live wherever you want to live, providing, of course, somebody else isn't already living there. And no, to answer your question, some of you are thinking, in ANCAP of Dice, one person cannot claim 700 square miles of territory, right? In order to claim a piece of land, you've got to be doing something with the piece of land. So they could go do this if they wanted to. A question is, you know, are any social justice warriors going to get upset about this? Is anybody going to point at this and say, oh, look, racism? Omawal is also co-founder of the UEP Newton Gun Club, a black militant group named after Black Panther Party founder UEP Newton. According to reports, Dallas shooter Mika X. Johnson liked the UEP Newton Gun Club. And Omawal has said that he recognized Johnson from black community events in Dallas. Okay, I don't know who Dallas shooter Mika X. Johnson is because I don't give a fuck. Yeah, again, this is what I'm talking about. Shooting other people for no good reason is wrong. It doesn't really matter the specifics of who Mika X. Johnson is and who he shot and why he shot them. Either he shot them in self-defense, in which case, if he shot somebody in self-defense, that's called non-aggression principle, right? Which is the part where you don't let other people aggress against you. If he did not shoot somebody in self-defense, if he initiated the aggression, then he violated the non-aggression principle. It's really not that complicated. Liked is in question marks. So I don't know if that means he liked it on Facebook. Like, I don't know what that's, I don't understand what that means. Asked by this reporter what his group's end game is, Omawal replied, "The end game is land ownership. The end game is our own government in a nation within a nation." Okay, so we claim the state of Louisiana. We claim the states of Mississippi. We claim the Mississippi is not a state. It's just a state. I don't know, did he misspeak or is that a typo? Who knows? We claim the states of South Carolina. We claim the states of Alabama. And we claim the states of Georgia. We just need to start migrating back to those states and taking control of the economy, economics, if I can fucking talk. We just need to start migrating back to those states and taking control of the economics in those states. If black people move in, most definitely white people will move out, so it's not a hard process for us to have our own country within a country. For now, however, Omawal says the goals are more short-term. Quote, "There is no way that we can totally separate ourselves in the United States of America, and we are aware of that." Right, because you still need the welfare, the WIC, the food stamps, the Social Security, the roads, all that other good stuff. To continue reading, "We know that we are owed land. We are owed monies. We are owed restitutions, and we are owed reparations." Exactly. And if you separate yourself from the United States, you can no longer play the victim. You would have to actually fucking create your own value. You would have to create value for each other in this black nation that you're going to found. And that's why it will never work, because too many black people, and not saying only black people are in this category, there's plenty of fucking white trash out there that doesn't create value either. But too many black people are simply incapable of creating value for other black people. taking all the Black Panther type black people and putting them all together in a community and backing off and going, okay, there it is. You know, you guys generate your own electricity, run your own sewage systems, do your own waterworks, you know, run your own colleges. And you could, again, I would like this to happen. And you just stand back. And my suspicion is that it would collapse and fall apart. Quote, to continue the quote, that's going to be a continuing process. What we are saying right now is that we want to control the economics in our community. We want to control the black dollars, the money that goes in, the money that goes out. Okay, but the money that goes in, most of it, over 50%, is being given to you by the government after being taken away from white people. Yeah, I invite you to form your own community and control your own economy. There's just a whole lot of evidence that shows us you're not going to be able to do that because you can't do it now. You're being given free money just for existing. And you guys can't even go outside and pick up the trash. And you're still shooting each other and you're still doing drugs. And you're still running around whining about victimhood. Again, not saying there aren't problems external to the black population, right? I've talked about this before, how the welfare system is designed to give people just enough money to keep them alive, as opposed to giving them enough money to accomplish something, right? So all these black people in the ghettos on welfare, again, I would be completely okay with, instead of giving them whatever, I mean, I don't know what the numbers are offhand, $1,000 a month, enough to keep them alive. Just say, okay, so that's $1,200 a year. We're going to give this for 20 years. Let's just give them $60,000. Here, boom, $60,000 at one time. You get no more welfare. You can call it a reparation if you want. I don't give a fuck what you call it. Give all the black people in the ghetto on welfare a pile $60,000. Then they have enough money to move to another location if they want to start a business if they want to do something that can result in them getting a job and making more money, or do something that will result in them starting a business and creating a foundation from which they can continue making money, instead of just giving them just enough to keep them alive from month to month so they keep voting Democrat. And who knows? I could be wrong. It's not likely. But I could be wrong. If you let... Again, that's statist thinking. If you let, statism creeps into my brain. In Ancapadice, I mean, yes, it would be great. Let the black people, because I'm thinking about it in the context of the statist United States of America right now. I'm okay with them forming their own nation. I really am. Unfortunately, they're not okay with white people forming their own nations. And I can, my only conclusion that I can keep coming back to is that they know good and goddamn well that without white people, they will die. Continuing the quote, we want to control the politics in our community. But you do that, Detroit, right? You elected those people. You're already controlling the politics in many of your communities, and look where that's gotten you. Detroit. Need I say more? D-fucking-troit. Quote, if a politician is not bringing anything to the table for the betterment of that community, we are not going to vote for those particular people. Bullshit! You're going to vote for whoever the Democrats tell you to vote for. That's just a lie. And we most definitely want to control the education. what our people are learning in what we call the public fool system, not school system, where they are teaching and misrepresenting the true history of the black man here in the United States. Now, you could do homeschooling. You could, your kids could read books. You could, all the books are racist. But instead of going around giving speeches and waving guns, you guys could write books about your true history, and then your kids could read them. But again, victim card. That's the end of the quote. The UEP Newton Gun Club says on its website it is seeking to, quote, develop over time to a regimented black army. Our mission is to educate the masses of black people on the necessity of self. That includes self-preservation, self-defense, and self-sufficiency through militant culture. Can you imagine if a white person said that they were promoting self-preservation, self-defense, and self-sufficiency? Racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. Quote, we want freedom, we want the power to practice self-determination and to determine the destiny of our community and the black nation. Unquote. Remember, it's not racist when a black person does it, it's not rape when a Muslim does it. UEP Newton Gun Club, mission statement. Our mission is to educate them on the UEP Newton Gun Club website right now. Our mission is to educate the masses of people on the necessity of self. That includes self-preservation, self-defense, and self-sufficiency through militant culture. Safety, caution, and attention to detail are at the core of our way of life. Safety, caution, and attention to detail are at the core of our way of life? Man, if safety and caution are the core of your way of life, you're not going to achieve jack shit. Nobody went to the moon on safety and caution. Nobody sailed around the earth on safety and caution. Nobody went to the South Pole on safety and caution. Nobody has achieved greatness on safety and caution. We desire a world of peace, justice, and equality for all humanity, and specifically people of color. So we want equality for all humanity, but specifically people of color. So we're singling out people of color from the rest of humanity. But we want equality for everyone. The platform for these patrols are as, what's this? Several times shot. Yep. Quote, number one, we want to arm all black, brown, and poor men and women across the United States that can legally bear arms. Okay, where are the gun control wackos on this one? Again, to be clear, my favorite word again. To be clear, I have no problem with these people owning guns. No problem. Number two. We want to end black-on-black violence or fratricide in an effort to unity internal forces in the black community. I think that's supposed to be in an effort to unite internal forces in the black community. I would love to see black people stop killing each other. That would not hurt my feelings. There's nothing wrong with that goal. Again, in ANCAP dice, all black people can own a gun. In Ancapadice, black people can stop killing each other anytime they want. Number three, we want an immediate end to police terrorism and murder of the people, black, brown, and poor. Well, in Ancapadice, there would be no police force because in Ancapadice, people would not be allowed to outsource their self-defense to the government and have that paid for by the taxpayers, yada, 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 so forth. So there would not be a police justice prison industrial complex that needed to be fed. You guys can have all these things in Ancapadice. And you can have your own community and control your own economy. And you could be in the part of the world that's currently known as, say, Louisiana. And all the white people, we could be in the part of the world currently known as Texas. And if you don't fuck with us, we won't fuck with you, right? And at the border, we can set up a border. We'd have trading posts. We can come there. We can trade with each other and talk. And you guys can have your guns and you can police your community and control your economy and set your local politics however you desire. And completely fucking, it's great. And we'll do what we want over in Texas. So come join. Come join us, guys. Just stop playing the victim card and embrace anarcho-capitalism. Help get rid of the state. And you can do these things. There'll be nobody there to stop you. There will be no police to shoot you. We do not just want to be militant, but rather develop over time to a regimented black army. A black army that will prevent and deter incidents like Sandra Bland, Mike Brown, or the Tulsa 1921 bombings from ever occurring again. Yet, if white people said they were going to create their own army, oh wait, they've done that, these militias. And it's just, you know, it's vilified. We believe in freedom and our right as a nation within a nation to determine political will and destiny of our people. It should be embarrassing to be colonized, and we intend to change the course of our current condition and better the lives of those we serve. You're not going to change your life. You're not going to change your course and better your life by voting Democrat, guys. It's not going to work. Not going to work by voting for Hillary Clinton. Let go of the state, my friends. Let go of the state. We can live together peacefully in separate communities in Ancapadice. I'm dead serious about that. But as long as you cling to the state, you don't have a chance in hell.